On 1116 SEN, Chasing Birdies with Mark Allen and Craig Spence.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Chasing Birdies. We're at X-Golf, the future of golf here at the House of Golf in Malvern. Get out and play, why don't you? It's going to be a big show tonight. We've got an Irish Open expert in co-hosting for Craig Spence. Rory Doran's his name. He's a big part of the team down at Kingston Heath. Nice to see you, Rosa.
And yourself, Marco. Thank you very much for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Hey, massive program tonight. It's going to be the first of many outside broadcasts from the X-Golf here at the House of Golf. Have a look around. We have a back room. We've got five enormous screens. And you know the golf we're talking about. When you hit into the screen, I think the boys are playing Beth Page Black tonight in a league night. But have a look how packed it is. And it's a bit like a bowling, ten-pin bowling league. It looks fantastic, doesn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. You can hardly walk through all the testosterone in here. It's just what a boy's getaway. It's fantastic. Apart from a couple of flushers up here, we've got on the left-hand side a couple of really good female golfers. Yeah. But it's super. Great atmosphere.
Now, we're going to talk to Jack Riewoldt pretty soon. He is a regular. He comes down every single Wednesday night. He loves it here. And also, Ryan Schoenmakers is in the room, and I've seen him hit a few drivers. The boys are telling me that this bloke hits it 400 yards. Now, we're not messing around. He hits it 400 yards, so when he's finished playing for the Hawks, they reckon he can get on the long driving circuit. We might even try and get a microphone close to one of his drives and just see if one of these things actually does take off.
I hope these chairs are strapped down because they're going to get sucked in. He's hitting it very, very hard over there.
Now, we'll keep you up to date with the State of Origin as well. But before we go any further tonight, a name associated with Victorian golf, particularly just of late, because every Victorian state team had a big win in the Australian State Series. Grace Daniel. And people will know her. She won the 2015 Joan Fisher Trophy. She's also X-Golf's events coordinator, and she's joined us on Chasing Birdies. Nice to see you.
You
Grace,
too.
This
Thank
is a big
you
night. This is a standard Wednesday night, is it?
Very standard Wednesday. This is definitely the place to be on a Wednesday night.
So tell me about Wednesday nights. It's booked out. Can people just jump in? Can they create a team, or have you got other nights where they can get involved?
Well, at the moment, we've only got Mondays and Wednesday nights, a total of 10 teams per season. We're in the middle of the Wednesday night season at the moment. Yeah. The Monday night season has just started. If we get enough interest, definitely we could have Tuesday night leagues, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday night footy league? I know you've got one of those.
We do have Friday night footy league. Actually, this Friday is our major week. So there's a signed AFL jersey up for grabs.
Right, yeah.
So you've either got the choice of a Hawthorn, Geelong or Carlton jumper.
Righto. So for people who don't know what we're talking about, we've obviously got, what do you call the thing, the track man's around the place or something like a track man.
It's similar technology, but in my opinion, it's better.
It's much better.
Much better,
So
yeah.
Rory, what we're seeing here is people hitting off mats. Magically, a ball comes out of the ground and the tee goes to the right height. It's hitting into like an old-fashioned net, but in the background is a picture of a golf hole and it looks pretty real.
Yeah, you can see the ball flying. You can follow the track of the flight through the air, and it also shows you how far it's went. So not only can you come down and play these golf courses, but you could be a great place to come down and practice as well.
Now, Grace,
yes.
One of the things that I love, and I've been watching very closely here, all the putts within 2 metres, they're gimmies.
How good's that?
How good
if
is
only
that?
It was like that outside. Well, you can change that. You can make it a bigger gimme.
Yeah.
Or you can completely turn it off as well. So it's completely up to you.
2 metres sounds about right, though.
Oh, I'd be happy with 2 metre putt gimmies.
So what happens if you, like, these are Fedington golf courses. What sort of golf courses? I mean, they're playing Beth Page Black tonight. What golf courses do you have disc out the back?
We've got over 90 courses at the moment.
Pebble Beach?
We don't have Pebble Beach.
Got Augusta?
We don't. No one gets on Augusta.
What about Royal County Down, where they're playing the Irish Open this week?
I wish we had that too.
Players, TPC Sawgrass.
We have Bethpage Black, Bay Hill. Sky 72, which had an LPGA Tour event I think last year. Got heaps of different courses.
Have you got Royal Melbourne Composite? Yes, you do. I was here the other week.
We may have that too.
Yeah.
I think really the listeners just have to come down and check it out for themselves.
Yeah, I reckon you're absolutely spot on. Tell me this. What happens when you go in a bunker? There are no bunkers. I can't see any bunkers here.
Well, obviously you can't replicate bunkers inside.
Pretty hard.
Pretty difficult, yeah. So how we do that is you add on a percentage. So you've got 10, 20 or 45% ratios that you add on to the distance. So if you've got a 100-metre greenside bunker shot, you add on 45%. So you're hitting a 145-metre shot.
So you'd get a feel for it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, when I first started, I didn't actually understand that.
Yeah.
And I was just hitting it harder. I was just playing like bunkers.
Do you try and go under the ball or do you actually hit the ball clean?
Yeah, you can play it however you wish to. Like, you can just play it like a chip shot or you can just play it as like you would a bunker shot as well.
So Grace, you spent a bit of time down here. What is your ex-golf handicap?
Yes.
Oh, well,
What's your outside handicap first?
Outside handicap's plus one.
Wow. Plus one, all right.
My inside handicap just came down from plus three. Because a 9-under par just came out.
So I was plus 9-under indoors.
Yeah, I was 9-under through 9 holes here. Pretty good.
Now, before you go any further, Jack Riewoldt's about to hit a drive. Now, Rory, I know you've been coaching Jack Riewoldt. He's been playing some pretty good golf. He told me his handicap's down to 0.9 or something, so he's going pretty well.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff have you been teaching Jackie boy?
Oh, the first thing, took the first couple of lessons to figure out whether he was right-handed or left-handed. No, I'm only joking. No, he's he'd been playing quite a bit of golf whenever he came down for his first few lessons, and to be honest, he's a fairly big unit, so a lot of it was just a bit of containment. We needed to give him a bit of control, so worked a bit in his posture and got him to shorten his backswing a little bit, and he's flying.
Now, the House of Golf Malvern, of course, great partners of X-Golf, and of course, get out and play. Kind of a little bit opposite to the X-Golf throwaway line, which is the future of golf. So
it is the future of golf, definitely.
House of Golf, get out and play. X-Golf, come inside and play. I love it. I love the way it works.
It just works. It just works.
Now, I know the House of Golf, they've got some great specials on the way. So if you spend a minimum of $200 of TaylorMade and Adidas product, you will go into the draw to win a round of golf at X Golf Malvern with Dale Thomas, Daisy Thomas, and Brett DeLidio. He's playing so well at the moment. That's fair. Are they regulars down here as well?
They are. They come down all the time. All the time. Even just to practice, they'll just come down with their mates and play.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
All right, just at night time. Well, I guess there's no walking.
Well, there isn't. You can sit. Where else could you just sit down in between each shot? Have a beer.
Right.
Have some pizza.
And away we go.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to get Ryan Schoenmakers as well. He's going to post a long drive reasonably soon. So we might actually try and get that on video because it's obscene how fast the club moves.
He hits it so far.
Yeah.
Anyone who beats his drive for the month, next month obviously, June, will win one dozen TaylorMade golf balls as well. So no one's going to beat his drive. So
pretty long drivers down here. I have seen some pretty long ones.
Well, he's just about to hit about an 8 or a 9 iron here, and I think that's going to go further than my driver, to be honest.
Give us a look at beautiful setup.
Yeah, he is. He's Dustin Johnson-esque, isn't he?
No, he's better swing than Dustin Johnson. I'll take that one. Now, Grace.
Yes.
You're one of the only two players to go through the state series undefeated.
That I was, yes. I was very proud of that.
No, you should be very really, proud. You should be very,
it
very proud of that.
It was a great week, and that just topped it off for me.
So what was better, winning the 2015 Joan Fisher Trophy or going through the state series undefeated?
Oh, can you even compare the two?
No,
like, that Joan Fisher was my first win, but
undefeated
in the inner state series and also winning in that four-peat, like,
unbelievable.
It's awesome.
I'll tell you what, we'll try and get Jack Riewoldt on the team. Thank you so much for coming down.
Now, no worries.
Just get in contact with the House of Golf Malvern, or is there a number for X-Golf if people want to get involved and get a team together? How many on a team, by the way?
For X-League, there's three on a team.
Yep.
Friday Night Footy is just yourself.
Yep.
So you can just call us up down at X-Golf.
So Google X-Golf Malvern.
Yeah. Or, no, it's just www.xgolf.com.au.
xgolf.com.au. Yep.
Yeah. We also do, like, Christmas parties and Bucks parties and all that sort of stuff too. So you can just give us a call and we can organise anything for you.
Sensational. Wow. I'll tell you what, we're live from the House of Golf Melbourne tonight. 1339 High Street. Pretty close to what was High Street and Taronga Road.
Yeah, just up from the corner.
Just up from the corner. Grace, thanks for coming.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Hopefully we can fill this joint up every night. It's a great option in winter, that's for sure.
It's the perfect place to be during winter.
Beautiful.
And just any time during the year.
Good on you. Thanks, Grace.
No worries.
Now we're gonna get Jack Riewoldt up pretty soon. He's in between shots. But Rosa, I know that you saw Chris Kirk win the Colonial. Can you believe it's his fourth win? I mean, I watched this bloke play. And 9-4-2-9, 11-16, very, very quickly, players that you can't believe have won on the PGA Tour. Because this bloke falls into that category. I'm sure he's a great player. But yep. When I watch him swing, just his swing alone, he'd be struggling to make the Kingston Heath pennant team.
Yeah, you'd imagine like a three ball with Chris Kirk, Freddie Jacobson and Jim Furyk teeing it up in the first day. You wouldn't have any of them kind of below 10, would you?
We're getting close to 40 wins between them.
Yeah.
Throwing Gabriel Herkstead, you've never heard of this bloke. He won twice on the PGA Tour. That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. But when you watch these guys do that sort of stuff, I mean, it is, you've got to have just this respect in the back of your mind, because you just know they don't hit it like the others. You know that they probably see their swing on the telly and they see what we see.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Well,
but he's won four times, Rory.
I think to have a swing like that and to play at that level, the one thing you need is huge inner confidence. Mm. And I suppose if you throw those guys on a track man,
yep,
like we've got down here, all the numbers are going to be the same.
Yep.
You know, their impact position, and that's it. You trace everything back to impact. And there's more than one way to skin a cat, and those guys give a bit of hope to the rest of them, a couple of choppers like me.
We'll take a couple of calls and a tick on players that you just cannot believe have won on the PGA Tour. But in the meantime, Jack Riewoldt has joined us, Richmond star these days, Coleman medalist. Good to see you, Jack.
G'day, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, we're really Jack. Well. Mate, you look very comfortable here. You are a regular.
This is perfect, isn't it? No wind,
rain. Why do you love the X-Golf? You and your boys from Tassie?
Yeah, down here with a couple of mates and my younger brother. So, look, it's just a bit of fun. It's obviously the competitive juices get flowing on a Wednesday night X-League here. And, look, it's handicapped. And, a couple of my mates aren't too great. Hopefully they can't hear me. But they love it. So we play against a different side every week. And then there's a final series at the end.
So what's your team called?
The Cowards.
The Cowards?
Yep.
And who are you taking on tonight?
Who are we taking on tonight?
The East
They're
Islanders.
Eating pizza at the moment. What's your name, boys? What's your team name?
The East Islanders.
The East Islanders.
The East Islanders.
I think there's a couple of Kiwis in the tide we're playing.
How's the pizza, boys? Is it all right? Yeah, all right. The pizza's good. So, I mean, you have a look at everybody in here. Five big areas to play some golf. Pizza, beer, mates. After that,
yeah, it's pretty good setup. Look, I've been coming here now for probably 2 years. A couple of good friends of mine actually own X Golf. So we're here in the infant stages of it, when there was no screens and we were hitting into a blank screen and then looking at the computer to see where it went. And you can certainly get hooked on it.
What about the chipping? The chipping. When I watch what's happening, I reckon from what I can tell, it's pretty accurate with the ball and the technology these days is brilliant, and they can set it so it's nice. But what about just getting the feel for chips and just seeing the different graphics on the screen for side hills and downhills? How long did it take you to get used to that?
A little bit. Certainly, I wouldn't be chipping like I do in here outside. Probably doesn't pick up spin as much and catch, but certainly in terms of being able to see swing path when you can have a lesson, and then get the cameras up and going here and certainly lessons inside, you can learn a lot from your swing, from actually how you swing in the club.
So tell me this, hang on, you've got your coach here,
yeah,
Rory
do.
Doran. You've got your coach, Rory Doran here. Now, Rosa, he's gone to you, which is good because you're one of the good coaches we've got going around.
Thanks, man.
What have you seen? What have you seen with Jack? Now, Jack, what's your handicap? Point what?
Point nine
at the moment. You got down the point two, so you got down the scratch, which is fantastic. What have you been doing with Jack's swing? It's a pretty good swing.
Yeah, I mean, he swings it pretty well. To be honest, probably wish he'd spent a bit more time in the goal square practice than he does in the golf course.
He's playing
more golf in a week than I am in a month, which is great. But one thing I will say, he is just ultra competitive. You know, he's just practicing so hard at it, and he he came, I think you were playing off five whenever he first came down for a lesson.
Yeah, about five, I think.
About five, and he's he's just working away at it, working away at it. So obviously a pretty good canvas to work with. He's in fairly good nick, so we did a little bit sloppy in the posture to start with. We worked on that.
You're going to say sloppy in the room.
Have you got an indoor handicap as well? You're at the old handicaps 0.9 or whatever it was you said before. What's your indoor handicap?
Oh, well, I've been jibbed. Two weeks ago I was off two, and now tonight I've walked in and I've been told that I'm off minus one. So I've lost three shots without even having a game. I don't know how that's happened, but it's certainly affecting me tonight. The guy that I'm playing head-to-head in... He's nearly beating me, and he's got six shots on me head start too, so I might be in trouble for my match.
So you'd highly recommend X-Golf to anyone listening who loves the game?
Oh, look, it's golf these days, I suppose, it's hard to get onto a good course through in Melbourne, but look, if you've only got half an hour or an hour, you can come down here by yourself and knock over 18 holes an hour, easy.
Yeah.
But look, it's great to come down here with mates. If you've got kids, you can come in here after hours, put them into bed, and come down here and have a bash. I know the boys are open until 11 o'clock most nights, so they run a heap of competitions down here. Friday night footy's big. Obviously, Wednesday X League is what we're here tonight for is huge as well, and the spots fill up pretty quickly. But it's just great fun, I suppose.
Good on you, Jack. Thanks, mate. Good to see you, and good luck on Saturday night.
Saturday
big
night,
game.
Dream time of the G.
Can't wait.
You might get Dusty on his 400th game.
I don't think so, but look, it's a big game for both clubs. Obviously, Dustin Fletcher, 400 games. And Dream Time at the G is obviously big for Australian culture. We had the guys come in during the week and talk to us about it. So, really exciting and looking forward to Dream Time at the G.
I've got a feeling you'll be trying to get a fist to a couple little marking contests, I reckon, along the way. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack Riewoldt there. Now, we put out a call for players who you just cannot believe have won on the PGA Tour. Matt's on the road. G'day, Matt.
Good evening, boys. How are you?
Yeah. Who's stunned you in the past that they've actually won on tour?
Oh, it had me to quote Robbo, flabbergasted. It was Chris DeMarco. He swung it like an axe, and then he developed the world's ugliest putting stroke as well.
Developed the claw.
I tell you what, Matt. I spent a bit of time in Florida. I lived in Florida for about 3 months, just outside.
What haven't you done?
Just outside Orlando. And I'm a nomad. I don't belong anywhere. But Matt, you walk around all these golf courses around the Orlando area, and he holds the course record at most of them. That guy can just go crazy low.
Hey,
crazy low.
Didn't he? He lost in a playoff at Augusta, and I reckon he finished second one other year.
Yeah.
He might have lost in a playoff that year as well.
Yeah.
Now, I tend to agree with you, Matty. He's got a strange looking action, but geez, he could play. Though Craig Spence tonight, he should be back next week, I think, unless Rory Doran wants to come back. And we're going to preview the Irish Open pretty soon. Maybe you can review it as well, because I know you worked at Royal County Down for a long time.
Yeah, I was there for 4 years. I did my PGA traineeship there.
And got to know Rory McIlroy pretty well as well.
Oh, I knew him fairly well before I got there. So.
All right. Well, you got big shoes to fill here, my friend. Really, really big shoes. Actually, I'm just being told Billy Slater just had a try denied for pushing Trent Hodgkin out of the way in attempting to score. So a nil all after 8 minutes up at the State of Origin. But it's time for the Craig Spence Top 10 List. Craig Spence's Top 10 List. Brought to you by absolutely nobody. Righto, this is going to be unusual tonight because, one, it's not Craig Spence's top 10 list, and two, it's not a top 10 list. It's actually a top 5 list, but that's the way we roll here on Chasing Birdies. Top 10 list tonight is...
It is the top 5 Irish misconceptions.
So nothing to do with golf.
You did tell me it didn't have to be to do with golf. Right, and in spirit of the Irish Open, we thought we'd get this out.
Okay, now if you agree or disagree with any of this top 5, 0433 981116 for some input. Righto, over to you, Rosa.
Okay, so Marco, starting with number 5 is it does not rain every day. The weather is not that bad.
Right.
And hopefully the footage this weekend on Foxtel of the Irish Open will actually be able to prove that.
Yeah. Slow start, but let's get the number. Yeah.
Number 4. I have never, ever heard anyone say the phrase, to be sure, to be sure. ever.
How many people say, to be sure, to you here in this country?
Oh, God, I hear it 5 times a day. The other one I hear, and we'll link it in with the same one, is top of the morning to you. Again, if somebody said that at home, I think they'd get lynched. There'd be blood in the streets.
All right, number 3.
Number 3. Not all Irish people can sing. Okay, that's a lot of people ask me. Come
can
up to
you
me.
Sing?
I cannot sing. No, cannot sing a note.
Right. Eh?
Yeah. So righty. I can't be handsome.
Not all
at
Irish
a good singer.
Can sing. That's a good one. Yep.
Okay. Number two. Not all Irish people are big drinkers. Okay.
Rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
Rubbish.
I am living proof of that one. I wish I was a big drinker, but after about three or four beers, I am bouncing
about
off the walls.
Cider, mate? Every time I go down to the Village Bell there in Barclay Street, St Kilda.
St Kilda, yeah.
Full of Irishmen drinking cider.
Yeah. Magners. That's golden nectar. It's good.
Okay. All right.
And finally.
The number one. Drum roll, please. Righto.
Now, Mark, this is going to break your heart.
Okay. Number one Irish misconception
number
is...
Number one is not all Irish girls look like the Coors.
Oh, that does break my heart.
I would say probably we've got a pretty good selection of young Irish ladies. Probably 10% look like the Coors, and the other 90% look like they live under a bridge somewhere.
Don't say that.
I'm only joking. I hope my mother's not listening.
Poor old Phil Mickelson got in trouble one year, didn't he? Did Phil Mickelson get in trouble one year at a Ryder Cup because he suggested the Irish girls were the best looking? That was a rotten thing
club.
To say, wasn't
not a great thing to say.
And I think he said it with a bit of venom in there as well.
Well, he looked like he was a bit disappointed.
Now, one of the reasons that you are here tonight is, one, to have a look at X Golf, the future of golf. And you need to get down here
superb.
To 1339 High Street at the House of Golf. Come down and have a look in the back room here. It is sensational. But the other reason, Rory, we've got you in, is just to talk us through Royal County Down. Now, we've got Royal Melbourne, and the composite course is very, very special to us. And, we think it's a top five golf course in the world if you ever get the chance to play it. And play it in summer when it's in its absolute best nick. But Royal County Down is a perennial top five golf course.
Yeah, it is. And the thing that it's probably had consistently going for it is Golf Digest, which is the ranking that the people generally go by. That's the Golf Digest rank it as the number one golf course outside of the US, and that's been for the last 10 years or so.
So whereabouts is it situated?
It's in Dundrum Bay. So if you look at a map of Ireland, and you look at Belfast, and then go down to Dublin, it's about a third of the way down from Belfast to Dublin, and just right there sitting on the east coast.
So it's one thing, I've never been there, but it's one thing to look at the actual holes, but what frames the golf course? I actually didn't get a good feel for that until I had a look at a website last year.
Yeah, well, you have a look at it. So you've got Dundrum Bay, which is on that's the Irish Sea there. And then you've got this incredible beach that runs along the golf course and these amazing sand dunes, which the golf course weaves its way through. But then, as you say, you look at the backdrop and it's the mountains of Mourne literally just drop off into the ocean. And it's so spectacular. If you've got any Game of Thrones fans out there, you watch the show Game of Thrones?
No, I don't. But Trish does. Oh, she absolutely loves it.
Well, about 50% of Game of Thrones is filmed either in the mountains or in the forest just above the golf course there.
Right.
So it's just this incredible backdrop.
So tell us about just off the fairway, because from what I can tell, I mean, it doesn't look like your normal rough. From the pictures that you see, what actually surrounds the fairways there?
Well, what you've got, one thing, this will actually play a huge part this week because everybody's saying how hard and fast the fairways are, like way more than usual
for
this week. Yeah, well, they haven't had rain there for the last 10 days. Now, not having rain for 10 days in May in Ireland is unbelievable. So they're going back to my top five.
Yeah.
There you are. It doesn't rain every day. So we'll see a lot of this. So the rough is it's long, it's wispy. You'll have a cut, first cut off the rough, like the semi will be probably an inch deep. So it's not too bad. But after that, you could lose your wife and kids in there.
Really?
Yeah. It is brutal. And especially if we're going to get a little bit of rain over the weekend. So when that stuff gets wet and it gets lush, you just hope the crowd has been there and actually been able to trample the grass down.
How many people will they get to a tournament like this?
Sellout. So there's only ever been two European Tour events that have sold out. The first was the Irish Open 2 years ago at Royal Portrush.
Right.
So, and this is the next one. And I think a lot of that's to do with the fact that Rory McIlroy is actually hosting the event. And the field is fantastic as well. If you look at the players.
He's playing with
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler, yeah. He's playing with Ricky Fowler. He's brought, not Jordan Spieth, Luke Donald's playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the field.
Garcia's playing. You've got Ernie Els is there.
Yeah.
Westwood's playing. I think you've got five guys that have that have been, if not world number one, European number one in the last kind of 10 years in the field. And it's just, it's superb. So one of the things you'll have to look out for, Marco,
yep,
and you probably, the unfortunate thing, you won't be able to see it from the aerial views. If they have any cameras on the actual tee level, there are a lot of blind shots in the golf course. So it's two words I would use to describe it. One is magnificent, and two is quirky.
Right.
It is a pretty quirky golf course.
So I love quirks on the golf course. Okay. I absolutely love it. Like, for instance, Kingston Heath and even Victoria. Victoria, when they play in the Australian Open, you've got a crossover hole at the first. So the first and the tenth hole, they cross over. I love that. Kingston Heath, when they play the Masters at Kingston Heath these days, the first hole is actually played off...
The seventh.
Basically, no, the first hole is basically played... out of the spike bar at the Kingston Heath clubhouse, which I think is absolutely sensational.
Yeah.
So you're saying there are lots of quirks. Any crossovers or anything like that, or is it just mainly blind tee shots or blind shots in the greens?
There's no crossovers. There's actually the second hole is actually, it's a blind tee shot and the blind second shot. It's just, it's crazy. So it's a par four, and if they put it right off the Tiger tees, right off the tips, you're pretty much on the beach on top of a sand dune over on the, as the right, the water will be up the right hand side. You're heading south, and you're actually hitting over this little white rock on a mound about 200 meters away.
Yeah, I saw again on the pictures there are some like markers. It must be a very tall pole.
Yep.
And I was thinking, are they just poles or are there actually the old rocks?
So there's two holes behind the third green and behind the, now you're testing me, behind the 13th green. There's two. So they're two blind shots into the green. They've got these huge black and white poles. So that marks out kind of the centre of the green. But off the tee, just these little white stones. And generally you're hoping that a caddy's going to, caddy's going to give you a pretty good line.
Rightio. So what about the length of the golf course? Because, you know, so you go to someone like Royal Melbourne Composite.
Yeah.
And I think that's creeping up to around 7,100 yards. So what was that, 6,400 metres. Kingston Heath, similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, just over the 7,000 yard mark, which used to be the benchmark for a really long, tough course.
Well, you're looking, if they played County Down right off the Tiger tees, you're looking, it's just over 7,200. But if they get the weather they're expecting over the weekend, they won't actually put the big boys back on those tee boxes, which for me is a real shame, because I've seen, you know, British amateurs play there, or the Walker Cup was played there, and they were using these back tees.
But all the way back.
Well, if it's into the wind on 9 or into the wind on the 2nd, and you know those holes run in opposite directions, so either's a possibility.
So
they're not going to make the fairway.
So tell me this, you know, if they play tournaments in Australia, even in America, to tell you the truth, probably in Europe as well, they look at the forecast and they can say, well, this is going to be a northerly wind for most of the day. So they may very well put the tees all the way back, or maybe the northerly wind is, you know, you just can't put the tee all the way back there and they'll know to move it forward. Can they predict weather at Royal County Down with any accuracy?
It's a bit closer to Melbourne weather, unfortunately. It's pretty changeable. I don't know if you remember... the Irish Open was at County Louth. It would have been probably 6 years ago now, and an amateur won it. A guy called Shane Lowry, who's now in the top 30 in the world. He's flying at the moment.
He's actually the fourth favourite on betting.
Yeah,
he's the Irish Open this
finished fifth at BMW last week, so he's a flusher. But
he
won as an amateur, and they got it wrong that day. They actually moved the tees up because they were expecting terrible forecast. Lowry was in the second last group, and the wind died down and he shot a 62 and then ended up winning in a playoff. So they really got it wrong that year and it played into his hands, which was great.
Tell me this, one of the things that we love here in this country, and you see them pretty much at all the sandbelt courses that are any good, there's always a short par four.
Yeah.
You know, like the 3rd of Kingston Heath's a ripper. 15 at Victoria Golf Club is absolutely superb. At Royal Melbourne Composite, they've got three
short,
drivable holes, you know, for the longest players. Have they got the short par four, you know, little beauty?
They do actually, and this one's it's a hole that kind of splits opinion, because it actually was redesigned from the original layout for the Walker Cup in 2007. So it's the 16th hole. It is a drivable par four, depending on the wind direction. So you'll see a few of the guys giving it a crack, but it actually used to go, if you have a look at the layout of the hole, it looks spectacular on the television, because they're hitting right into the mouth of the Mourne Mountains. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the old hole used to be a short dog leg right, And the backdrop was like a caravan park over in the right-hand side. So a lot of it was for aesthetics. And one of my friends actually has, he had a hole-in-one on it, hitting a 2-iron onto the green. So it was not a long golf hole.
Right, yeah.
Whereas this one's a lot longer. And it's, I love it. But the old members at County Down don't rave about it.
Right, yeah. I've been lucky enough to have a good look at a lot of the Open Championship rotation courses.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really loved about those courses are the par fives. I love the par fives on the real links style golf courses. Tell us about the par fives at Royal County Down.
So it's actually the opening hole at County Down is a par five.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a very generous one, especially with the fairways being so hard. You know, if you get anything with a little bit of draw spin landing on the fairway, you're going to get it down there over 300 metres, no problem. But they're all very well protected around the greens, to be honest.
Small greens,
and in fact, if you look at all three par fives that County Down, the first, then the 12th, and the 18th, they've all got long, narrow greens with first and a little bit of a bowl, but 12 and 18 are runoffs either side, and
right.
If you hitting a short approach shot, or if you're coming in with a fairway wood, you know, accuracy is an absolute premium, because if you go over the back or you fall off, you miss the green on the wrong side, you're going to struggle to make five, never mind make four.
What about the par threes? Tell us about the par threes there. Why are you laughing? What's going on?
Because the fourth hole, in my opinion, it's probably the best par three in the world. So you play the first three holes, you go straight out down the bay, and you... Whenever I play it, I purposely don't look behind me, because you get up to the top of this 215 metre par 3 elevated tee. It's probably elevated about 40 metres, and you turn around and this just expands. This, the Mourne Mountains and the bay just open up in front of you, and you just have this just absolutely incredible little Harry Colt par 3 sitting there on the fourth. It is
amazing.
So if you're
at home right now, Google Royal County Down.
Absolutely.
Fourth hole.
Absolutely. It's the best par 3 I have played and probably ever will play.
What about the others as well, just quickly?
Ninth hole. That's the signature hole. They reckon it's probably the most photographed or painted hole in golf, because you look from the top of the hill on the ninth, you'll see all the players will get, they've all been taking selfies at the top of the top of the hill on the ninth fairway, because it's just incredible, and it's very, very distinctive two-tone fairway. So they actually cut one half of the fairway one way, one half of the fairway the other. So if you land on the right hand side of the fairway or the left hand side, depending on what way it's cut, you're actually going to get another probably 15, 20 metres out of your tee shot.
Unreal. Well, we're going to use some of your knowledge next. So we've got the quiz coming up next after the break. 9429 1116. Rory Doran from Kingston Heath and Royal County Down is going to pick you an absolute winner. So 9429 1116. We're live from the House of Golf, Malvern, 1339 High Street. Every single Wednesday night's league night. It is an absolute beauty. Get on down to X Golf, the future of golf. Maybe just look them up and try and get a team together, because it looks like an awful lot of fun. No Craig Spence tonight. It's Islands. Rory Doran filling in. He's doing a fantastic job as well. Live from the House of Golf, Melbourne, 1339 High Street. And we're here to have a look at X Golf, the future of golf. And I'll tell you what, if you're not down here on a Monday or a Wednesday night with two of your mates having a bit of a go on this league competition they run, then you are just not going to have much fun sitting at home watching the bloody TV when you could be doing this sort of stuff. And I've just been told as well, Stuart Leong and Carl Smedley also teach down here, so that's fantastic. You can get lessons at night time.
Absolutely.
So that's not a bad way to do things as well. 9429 1116, time for the quiz. And I'll just give you a quick update on the scoring too. After 24 minutes in the State of Origin, Queensland lead New South Wales 6-2-4. Righto, let's get into it. Jeff's in Fitzroy North. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Mark.
Jeff, you don't sound too rapt to be on the radio, to tell you the truth, matey. You all right? Everything's all right?
I'm good. I'm just kicking back watching the State of Origin, actually.
How's it look? Any tough tackles, brutal stuff?
I wouldn't want to be on the field.
No, me either. Do they have an X-Golf over Fitzroy Northway?
Do they have a what, sorry?
X-Golf.
No, they don't, mate. The closest thing we've got is the Northcote Golf Club, the fabulous Northcote Golf Club.
Beautiful. Now, can you understand Rory Doran? Because he's going to ask the questions tonight.
I do understand him. I listened to his top five before.
Good man. Thanks, Jeff.
What do you think of his top five, Jeff?
It's pretty good, but I have to agree with him. There's a lot of stereotypes out there, isn't there, mate?
Yeah, a lot of stereotypes out there. You're correct.
Couple.
Right, question number one, please, Rosa.
Okay, Bo Hoster's Mama Quiz. Thanks to sportsbetcom.com.au.
We have
Chris Kirk had a win at the Colonial last week. Amazingly, according to Marco.
Yeah, it was amazing.
How many wins has he had to date on the PGA Tour?
Oh.
It's more than one, Jeff. And it's actually, it could be, it's probably a lot more than one.
Okay. Let's say four.
Oh,
that is a little dinger coming your way, Jeffrey. Well done.
I was going to say one, so thanks, Mark.
Yeah, no worries. I didn't think we spoke about it enough tonight to actually let that question just go by itself.
Yeah, I just came on at 25 so I missed the first.
Yeah, right. Question number two.
Okay, question number two, Jeff. The Colonial Country Club has a statue of one of the greats of the game. The course is known as His Alley. Who is it?
Someone's Alley, Jeff.
What did you say, Matt?
Someone's Alley.
Yeah, I think it's... I heard this during the week. I think it might be Hogan, is it?
Correct, Jeff.
Guy's on fire.
All right, no more clues for you, Jeffrey. Yeah. No more clues. Question number three, please.
Okay. Bruce Devlin and Bruce Crampton have both won the Colonial back in 65-66.
How's that? Two Australians won in back-to-back years.
Amazing.
Way back then.
Anyway, amazing. So, two other Australians have won it. One was the defending champion. Who are they?
Two other Aussies have won it, buddy.
Well, it's a defending champ.
So there's a big clue in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Aussie won it last year. You're saying, okay.
Yeah.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. Who was the other one, Jeff? I reckon you're Googling. And I reckon
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Right, you got one more.
Blake Umbridge. I'm just trying to think. I don't know. I'll say Jeff Ogilvie.
Nah. Bad luck, Jeff.
Sorry, man. You gave it a good run.
He did pretty well. Kevin's in Cannons Creek. G'day, Kev.
Hey, Marco. You're not going to give me any clues like you gave him, I suppose.
Well, let's say one of the commentators last week was wearing a really ugly tartan jacket.
Chris. Was it Ian Baker Finch?
Very good.
There you go. Won yourself a little dinger there as well, Kevin.
Right, Kevin.
What are we up to?
We're up to the last question.
You got the money shot, Kev.
Yeah,
it's been
last
a while since
question.
You won the quiz.
And Kevin, if you don't get this one, you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
All right? So, Kevin, last question. Where is the Irish Open being played this week?
It's at Royal County down in...
Bang. Oh, Kevy boy.
Yeah.
That is a big donger coming your way now. Kev. Rory Doran knows this course and the sort of player that wins this course better than anybody else in the whole world. The whole world. So, you wouldn't believe this. I've just lost my words. I'll get up the tick. So, just tell us, Rory, what sort of a player tends to play well at this golf course?
Well, there'll be a lot of putting from off the green.
A
lot of putting from off the green. So somebody who's got serious control of the golf ball in and around the green, and the wind's going to blow this weekend. So again, somebody who's got a fair bit of control and a bit of supremacy off the tee.
Right, Rory McIlroy's there. Practices at Royal County Down, doesn't he?
Put it like this: if I had the kitchen sink to throw at anybody, it's got to be Rory McIlroy.
Even at $4.50.
I don't care.
Righto, McIlroy $4.50, and that's the out-and-out favourite from Rory Doran. Ricky Fowler at $12. He surely wouldn't know how to play this golf course. Sergio Garcia at $13. Probably the best driver in the world at the moment. Shane Lowry.
Yeah, he's a man on fire.
Martin Kaymer. I'm not happy about Martin at one of these golf courses for some reason.
No.
I don't reckon he'll do any good.
No.
Molinari, no. That's the Francesco type.
No.
Lee Westwood.
Not potting well enough, Molinari.
Right,
he had it in the bag last week.
What about Tommy Fleetwood? Seems to be doing well lately. Tommy Fleetwood, England's Tommy Fleetwood. Chris Wood. Now, this one's the winner from last week.
You're right. This is going to test you, Marco.
And Bayon Ann is how I'm going to say his name.
Yeah, good man. You're in.
Jimenez, $41. He was tied for second last week as well. Graham McDowell, $41. Luke Donald, $46. Mark Warren was an Australian. No Australians going to win this course, are they?
Marcus Fraser.
Marcus Fraser.
Yeah, he hits it well off the tee.
Just qualified for the US Open.
Yeah.
Won in the playoff. Anyone else, Kev, you want to have a look at?
Well, I'm just wondering if I can take the mechanic to have another hole in one, since he's had 2 in 3 weeks for an inch. last week.
That would be a serious bad one.
He's had 10 hole-in-ones now on the European Tour, which is the record.
Two tournaments in a row, Michael.
He's a freak. Who do you want?
Well, Rory's too short. We're not here to...
Nah, you're not here to win $350, are you?
No, so actually, my second pick behind Rory would be Mark Warren.
Really?
You're going to have to keep scrolling down there, big man. Where did you pick that one from, if you don't mind me asking?
Mark Warren, $46.
Well, he's played a bit in the States this year, and he's actually been playing really well. But I'm guessing, he had a lot of experience in European courses, he's paying $48. So
yeah, fair enough.
I think he's finished 10 shots behind Rory, put it that way.
All right, Kev.
Money talks.
Mark Warren, you've got $46, $4,500 to jump into the account, mate, if everything goes your way. Good on you, buddy. Well done. Matty Campbell will give you a call tomorrow. Bet's on. The bet is on. Now, this week... or even tonight, I think, Ryan Schoenmakers is going to post a long drive. Anyone who beats his drive for the month will win a dozen tailor-made golf balls. Now, Ryan, welcome, firstly, to Chasey Boos, 1116 SEN. Good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
When golf's over, from what I can tell, you're going straight on the long driving circuit. What's the clubhead speed of the driver, bud?
The clubhead speed, I think 135 I posted once or twice, but... That's really going after it, so there's not much accuracy in that.
There was a bloke, I played with him once. Have you ever heard of a guy called Jason Zubak?
Yep.
I played with Jason Zubak in Calgary Open a million years ago, and he was, how can I say this? He was the greatest there's ever been. All right. He's the best, he's the Muhammad Ali of the long driving circuit. He was hitting it 100 steps past me on average. There was a couple of drives where we went 130 steps past. And his clubhead speed, this is back in the old days, his clubhead speed was not much more, like 140 clicks.
Yeah.
So you're impressive. Not even trying. You're a professional footballer and you've got 135 miles an hour going. It's actually got to be some serious thought. This bloke was making $1 million US a year. Just
really?
Cruising around. That was back in the 90s.
Look at it. Look at his eyes laid up there, Marco.
Yeah, I haven't put too much thought into it, but Trev's been in my ear lately, so yeah.
No, don't worry about Trev. I'm your man.
He's looking a slice. Be careful here, Ryan.
When did you learn to play? Because I watched the swing. It's not a banger swing. It's a really nice swing.
Yeah, I played a lot growing up, so I played as a junior, had all clinics and everything like that when I was young, so I've been playing my whole life pretty much.
Pretty magical bloody clinics.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How's about the shoulder rotation? Were you a gymnast in a former life?
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, crazy.
Like that.
Tell me this. I reckon these days, the way footballers are built and the core and all that kind of stuff, now that you've grown into your body and you're a full-on man these days, how much of the weights and the core work that you've done at Hawthorn, how much percentage-wise does that improve your...
The golf driving? Game?
Yeah, no. Just the clubhead speed. No one cares about your golf game. Just the clubhead speed, Ryan. Did you go from like 120 to 135?
I haven't really kept an eye on it. So I sort of just, I just obviously love hitting it long. And I've come in a few times here at X Golf and just got up on the monitor here. So I haven't really been tracking it, nothing like that. So.
All right. So what's the loft on your driver?
I think 9.5, 10.5.
All right. So you forget about that stuff. Because when you are a long driver, this is Jason Zubak, he was using 3.5-degree clubs, 3.5-degree. And I said to him, is that the one that you use in the tournaments? He goes, no, the one I use in the tournaments, I'm using a 1.5. So he used to be with Titleist, so I'm making a 1.5. I said, how do you get the 1.5 on New Year's? Oh, mate, I can get they made a zero loft one for me. So I can get that in here, but you've got to hit it in a 50-yard zone. So so if you actually get serious and, you're wearing a TaylorMade hat, TaylorMade makes you a 5-degree driver. Just add on another 20 yards, mate.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
100%. We had it with a guy at Kingston Heath about a month ago. He was an Australian long drive champion, and he had one of the drivers in his bag. It was up to my chin.
Yeah.
And I'm 6'5", so this thing was crazy. So, mate, get you on the end of one of those. Like, woofed. Game over.
The boys at X Golf, they're going to get you to hit a long drive pretty soon, like I said.
Yeah,
anyone who comes in, anyone who even gets close to Ryan Schoenmakers from what I've seen tonight, you're going to win a dozen tailor-made balls. Ryan, thanks, mate. You loving it here? You love the X-Golf?
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. It's good, especially tonight, Wednesday night comp. There's plenty of people here, so it's good fun.
Hey, great. Bad luck on the weekend against Sydney.
It's all right.
But
yeah.
You're due against Gold Coast this weekend.
Hopefully, yes. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks for coming down. Hey, Rory, you've done a great job tonight, mate. I cannot wait, and I reckon everyone who's listened to the show tonight cannot wait to have a look at Royal County Down during the week. It comes on at the perfect time. If you've got Fox Sports, it's going to be a ripper.
Starts at 5 o'clock, I think, Marco.
Beautiful. 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. 5 to 10, the coverage is.
Good on you. If you even need a lesson, you can always go down to Kingston Heath and have a chat to Rory Doran. Finey, I know you're back at the studio, and to everybody here at the House of Golf in Malvern and the ex-golf team, the future of golf, thanks so much. We'll see you back here the last Wednesday of every month, I think, for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Finey, again, thanks again, buddy, for letting us talk golf on your show.
It's been fantastic.